Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Bob Oakes in Boston. Now to the conviction of Derek Chauvin for the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Boston area activists say the work to stop police violence against people of color is not done. Dozens gathered yesterday in Roxbury amid rain and thunderstorms, and WBUR's Quincy Walters was there.
Among the crowd gathered in Nubian Square was 85-year-old Marshall Cooper. He lives in Dorchester and says black people have been fighting for justice as long as he's been alive.
And before then, too. And we still haven't get justice.
Cooper says former cop Derek Chauvin's conviction is only a small step.
We've got a long ways to go and a long fight. And I'm going to try to fight until I get 100 years old.
And Mr. Marshall, are you marching today? Or?
Yes, I'm marching. That's what I'm marching for.
Okay, and you have a walker with you?
Yeah, and I have a walker right here, and I'm marching for justice. That's something we need.
And he did march along with other activists in the rain to Boston Police Headquarters. The event was organized by the group Violence in Boston, and its leader, Monica Cannon Grant, spoke through a bullhorn, occasionally addressing police officers directly. But she also had advice for black people trying to keep each other safe.
When it comes to these cops, every time you face a situation, record their ass. Yeah. Pull out your phone and record their ass. You get pulled over, record their ass. Yeah. Stop for my son, because I'm going to stop for yours. Yeah.
She says the protests have to continue. Without the protests, without the recorded cell phone video, she feels the cop who killed George Floyd would have gotten away with murder. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.